Com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting from the farm high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast, the nationally syndicated broadcast in Minnesota. Rick Sheban's with us. Rick Sheban from Montana, off-grid living in Montana. Welcome, Rick Sheban.
Thank you, Vincent. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Rick, we've done many classes with you, and you have moved from New York City, to off-grid living in Montana. That's about as far apart in lifestyle as you can get, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you left a career with the pharmaceutical industry. And you went to an off-grid living where you cut your own firewood, heat your house with your wood stove, and you live in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. So your book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Yes, go ahead, Rick.
Well, I want to say that this has been my dream. It has been my goal. And I was actually forcefully retired. You know, if you recall, Vince, I tried to go part-time as a job share when I was with GlaxoSmithKline. They told me it was only for women, and I was working for 7 years with spinal stenosis and nerve damage, and then Merck hired me as the first male job share. I worked with them for 3 years, and then my diagnosis was found out that I was trying to hide for many years, and they basically said, you're done. So this has been my dream to live this way since I was a teenager back growing up in New York, to live off the grid, off the land, hunt and fish. In fact, if any of your listeners are interested, a buddy of mine just put together a website or web page for me, and it's called offgridmontana.com. That's, again, offgridmontana.com, and Montana is spelled out. And it's got information about the book that Vince just mentioned. It's got past radio interviews, some from Vincent's show. It's got a photo gallery that shows everything from hunting and fishing to farm animals and everything in between, basically our lifestyle. So if any of you are interested, please go check that out.
Yep, I'm there right now. And there's some really neat photographs of some great fishing, and it looks like some bear and some hunting, and you've got a gallery there. It's really neat. So, Rich, let's talk about one of the things that you advocate is living below our means, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, tell us what you mean by that, because I do. I live below my means.
Yeah, and people need to realize that we as Americans, and in fact, one statistic I use, 43% of American families spend more than they earn each year. So living below your means or knowing the fine line between needs and wants is simply, if you have vacations, recreation, even vehicles or toys or clothing, and you have to put it on credit, which means you're paying interest, and you don't have the cash for it, you just don't buy it. And I've always made that one of my mottos, is to live below your means, because it's just so much simpler than having the stress of having to pay bills and buy things that you can't afford.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would be like to be, you know, constantly harassed by bill collectors. And so, you know, I drove back from the meetup last night from Springfield, Missouri, back to the farm in my truck. It's a 1994 Chevy full-size Blazer turbo diesel. And, you know, it's in great shape, but it's an old truck. And I probably have the oldest vehicle of anybody who comes to the meetup. And it's fine with me. I have no desire to spend money to have a different vehicle that, I don't know, might be newer. I mean, I'm perfectly happy living below my means. So, and, you know, we've got another vehicle, a 1999 Dodge truck, that works just great. You know, it's got a cracked dash. They all do. All of the dashes just vibrate apart on those things. So it's got a cracked dash, and that's okay, too. It really is. So I think it's just fine. So, class, if we can encourage you to live below your means, Rich Sheban and I are trying to do that right now. Let's talk about, you have an analogy in your book about the NFL. Would you share that with us? I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Well, the reason why I put that in there, folks, is because chapter 4 talks about equality and tolerance and things like that. And what's, I need to put it in context. What's really happening is a war on synergy. The powers that be are doing everything in their power to divide us. And it's basically distraction, dumbing down, and dividing us. So what I'm trying to do is put a few things in perspective. A lot of these topics are taboo, and because of what happened to me with affirmative action and quotas and my health and things like that, which I mentioned in the book with a lot more detail, I felt that it was necessary to talk about equality and use an NFL analogy because I am a big NFL fan. So let's say there was two teams going into the Super Bowl. One was called the Montana Average Joes. They only had average skills but worked well together because they tried hard, they practiced long hours. And let's say they were all of a group that had no protectionist group or victim group status. In other words, they were middle class, white male, or poor heterosexuals with a Christian name. They never got a job, a college education, a house, or a down payment for their home by their daddy or their government. Let's say they earned every little bit that they had. Now, just for the fun of it, we'll call their opponents the San Francisco Excuses. Let's say they were made up of people of different backgrounds that all qualified for victim group or protectionist group status. In other words, they had a certain skin pigmentation, sexual orientation, they were female. You get the point. So let's say they got together with the referees before the game, and they mentioned that they were given protectionist status by our government. Some of these people on the San Francisco team might have sued more because someone told a joke, or they didn't like the fact that their competition got an earlier promotion or a higher paycheck because they were more qualified and produced better results. You get the point. The football game begins. The refs stop kickoffs. They make an announcement, and they say that the San Francisco Excuses gain immediate advantage because of their coveted status. So they make a new rule right on the spot that they only have to run 50 yards for a touchdown. And then let's say the Montana Average Joes still have to run 100 yards for a touchdown. The game continues, and despite their handicap, the Average Joes, Montana Average Joes, lose by only 3 points. Now, the point of this analogy is with the following questions, and I'll mention these questions. Do you respect the San Francisco Excuses for their win? Do you think this creates synergy with the fans, players, and owners? Do you think this makes our country better and stronger regarding work ethic and results? Do you think over time the people will continue to respect the game, the players, the rules, and the refs? Do you think that any individual who plays by special rules, laws, and accountability just because of victim group status will be respected in the long run? Do you even think the NFL would prosper or survive like it has over the past several decades if we had different or special rules, laws, and accountability for different players and teams? And this is why I feel the NFL is so popular, because their results are about scoring, speed, coordination, desire, determination, athletic ability, and winning. And what's happened, folks, over the years, especially the last 40 years, has been a major rigging of the game. We've continued to lower the bar to create this illusion of equality and even tolerance. And what happens is the quality of life reduces for the whole people, for all the people in America. And a great example that is also in the book is the fact that this harmonizing of economy is ruining the middle class. And if you recall, during the Clinton and Bush administrations, banks were forced to make loans that people didn't have to qualify. It was just, remember, they called them liar loans. Mm-hmm. And this allowed investors to buy houses with stated income instead of documenting their income. So there was a huge subprime mortgage industry that sprang up, and the globalists targeted this for a real estate crash and a theft of home equity from the middle class. And this was mostly done in the name of diversity and equality, because there wasn't enough low-income or minority homeowners. So the point of me mentioning all this stuff, folks, is because quality and tolerance has been a propaganda that the elite or the powers that be have used to divide us. And if we would just have the same rules, laws, and accountabilities for everybody on American soil and get a job and keep a job based on the following criteria, which is hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, tenacity, diligence, and principle. If we just use that criteria, we would be a much stronger country.
It's absolutely no question about it. I'm in total agreement with you. And you know, it reminds me of a story of my life. Many of the class know that I went to an all-male high school. I was taught by the Jesuits, who have dedicated their lives to teaching. That's what they do. And I worked hard at high school, and my grades were okay. I was not top in my class. No, I was not the bottom either. And when I come back to you, I'll tell you exactly what happened to me as a result of these quotas, as a result of the San Francisco excuses that I was playing against. I was on the Montana Average Joe's team, and I was playing against the San Francisco excuses, and they beat me. And I'll tell you about it when we come back. Rich Sheeben, we're going to talk about off-grid living. I'm Vin Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I was on the Montana Average Joe's team, and I had gone to an all-male high school taught by the Jesuits. It was very, very strict. And I was working at a gas station as an air conditioning technician after school, and I was pumping gas and evacuating and loading air conditioning and systems on automobiles and trucks. And I got to meet a lot of people there. And during that time, I had applied to a teacher's college, a state teacher's college. And I was denied acceptance. My dad was very, very close friends with the chairman of the one of the departments in this college. And this chairman knew me since I was born. So he knew of my history. And he wrote a letter of recommendation saying Vinny's a good boy and he'd, you know, be an asset to the college and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But he knew me. It wasn't fabricated. And he only wrote the truth. Well, I couldn't get in no matter what. Even though I went to college preparatory high school, even though my grades were fine, I could not get into this particular teacher's college. No matter what. And I was pumping gas, and this young man pulled up, and he was of a different skin color than I. And there was a bumper sticker on the window of this particular college where I applied. And I asked him about it, and I asked him how he did on the entrance exam, and he said, "What entrance exam?" He had no idea what I was talking about. It was one of those quota things where he was playing for the San Francisco Excuses and I was playing for the Montana Average Joes. He got in and I didn't. Now, do I respect that guy? Absolutely not. Because hard work did not enter into that equation. He didn't take the exam. He didn't have to do any of the things that I had to do. But he got in. But I really want to thank him. Because by him occupying that seat, that could have gone to someone else who worked really hard. By him occupying that seat, I went to a different university. I went to a major university within the continental United States, one of the top 40. So I want to thank him. I don't know his name, but I really appreciate all that he's done for me to keep me out of a state school where I would have been a teacher rather than a farmer and a computer jockey. So, Rich, that's my little story about it.
Yeah, and when you look at the statistics overall, Vince, for example, 40% of Americans have $500 or less in savings. The bottom 50% of income earners in the U.S. collectively own less than 1% of the national wealth. Now, you can't make an argument that we do not have lopsided equality. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with it. What's really destroying us, folks, is the fact that we live in an emperor has no clothes society. People blame ignorance, apathy, and indifference, and those are all valid points. But the biggest thing that is destroying America is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. And we need to say the truth. We need to say it like it is, because distractions, dumbing down, and division is what's destroying our traditions and our culture.
Well, Rich, I can tell you that we don't understand political correctness here at USAPrepares.com, and we're not interested in understanding it. We're interested in understanding hard work, ethics, honesty, and integrity. That's what we're up to.
Mm-hmm.
So politically incorrect speaking is where it's at. But being politically correct, which is actually lying, is what's one of the reasons we're in this mess right now, because we can't tell the truth and say things as they really are, and we have to have quotas. As a matter of fact, Rich, when I worked for one of the banks, I was told about equal opportunity, and I asked human resources about this, and I said, tell me what this is about. They said, well, you know, we have to reach out. We have to reach out to minorities that may not know about us, and we have to reach out to these special interest groups that may not know about us, and we want to get them to apply for jobs, and so we have to advertise in magazines that they might read, in newspapers that they might read, rather than mainstream, you know, rather than them figuring out who the rest of us are and joining us. No. We have to reach out to them, go find them. It's absolutely crazy. And I don't like it.
Yeah, distract, dumb down, divide.
There you go. Rich Sheeban is living off the grid in Montana. We're going to talk about the economy when we come back, the way he sees it. Rich Sheeban, and if you'd like to get his book, it's on Amazon.com. I'm going to bring his post up to number one at USAPrepares.com in just a minute.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'd like to thank all of you who have helped us at USAPrepares.com grow. Currently, right now, we are number two on GCN Live at this hour. Right now, number two. I really appreciate all of your hard work in helping us grow. And I'd like to thank all of those who have helped me so that I could go to the International Convention in Orlando, Florida about a week ago and go to the Sheriff's Convention in Las Vegas a few days ago. Thanks for taking care of the farm. Thank you for helping us with the meetups. And the Dollarhite family, I'd like to thank John and Judy Dollarhite for taking care of everything that they do while I'm unable to be at the events that we have. They are truly really wonderful friends, family, and instructors of USSacredPairs.com. So I want to thank them and John Reagan and Sam and Kurt and all who have made it possible for me to attend the things that I thought were so important to attend. Class, I'd just like to share with you, we're bringing on about 10 new faculty members. I know 10's a round number, but that's really about what it is. And we're bringing on some sheriffs who have arrested judges, and we're going to talk about it. And they're going to tell you in their own words. We're going to bring on sheriffs who have been stripped of their arrest authority by the government. We're going to bring on the man who arrested O.J. Simpson, and he's going to tell you in his words what happened and what he believes is really the case. And so you'll be able to call in if you'd like. And I'm trying to arrange the schedule so that we can do that. Rich Sheevan's with us. And Rich, if you'd like to go to Rich Sheevan's website, you can go to usapreparers.com, page one, top of the page. And there's the post that will give you multiple links to Rich Sheevan's website. Let's talk about Rich Sheevan's economic thoughts.
Okay. Well, and I'm sure we could all talk about this for a few months, including your listeners, but we're in a situation now that, and this is all subsets under political correctness because people are afraid to say, speak up and say anything. We have infinite QE where we're probably printing, and I say printing in quotes, of course, $3 billion per day in this country. The end of the greenback as the world reserve currency, as we know it, could be gone any day. The U.S. Treasury is giving out IOUs. The Federal Reserve is buying back our own debt. And I don't mean to make light of this. It's just, it's like a bad movie. And the middle class is getting crushed. Because whether it be inflation or anything, or even the constant printing of money is a nightmare. And what this causes is a loss of faith in our currency as a whole. And when you create doubt in our currency's viability worldwide, never mind nationwide, it's a very dangerous thing. And that's one of the reasons that the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and more, have been having behind-door meetings. And this has been going on for a few years now, and they're doing everything in their power to not use the U.S. dollar or reserve currency for buying oil and other commodities. So it's basically what's happening, folks, is it's a massive redistribution of wealth from the middle class, mostly to the super wealthy. And let's just take some investments that most Americans have been used to purchasing to build their own net worth for their retirement over the past several decades. Let's look at stocks and bonds, which is basically paper, real estate, and precious metals. Now, I'm just going to be brief here, but regarding stocks and bonds, this is paper, okay? We're getting away from thinking about tangibility, and it's a big mistake. 83% of U.S. stocks are owned by 1% of the people. Let me say that again. 83% of U.S. stocks are owned by 1% of the people. And talk about real estate. For the first time in the U.S., banks own a greater share of residential net worth than all the individual Americans put together. We're in a very dangerous situation. This is why we need to start talking about tangibility and self-sufficiency. And that's why one of the many reasons I wrote this book, because self-sufficiency is where America needs to go. Now, you don't have to live as rugged as I do. You don't. But if you grew your own garden, you live below your means. And that's why the first part of this book talks about the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we as Americans need to talk about self-sufficiency and tangibility at the dinner table every day.
Mm-hmm.
So when a country loses its middle class, especially a country that was built by our Constitution and Bills of Rights, where people were supposed to be created equally by individual credibility, we're in the process of losing that. And we're being looked at by groups. And that's we can't be looked at as what group we're in, depending. We have special rules, laws, and accountabilities based on our victim group or protectionist group status. And this is this does everything. But it eliminates our credibility and our validity as a country, especially on how we were founded.
You're talking about even public schools where the children, everybody's a winner. All you have to do is sign up for the team and you're on the team. Where being the best is really not even important anymore, and the competition's not even important anymore. It's just getting on the team, and you know, you get the same trophy everybody else gets. It's unbelievable. So
may I address what you just said, Vince?
Sure, sure.
A solution for that is we can create what's called practice what you preach laws. If you participate in legislation creation or you demand a greater benefit of lifestyle than the average American and demand that they pay for it, that should be unacceptable. For example, if you're a government worker, you're paid to serve, period. If you're a big pharmaceutical company and your mission statement is for health and helping people, you can't pick out what people to help. If you're a Common Core supporter, you can't send your kids to private schools. How can you be a gun law proponent and have the taxpayers pay for you to be guarded by men with guns, and you don't allow the poor and middle class to do the same? You know, we have to address these hypocrisies. And can you see, Vince, how everything gets funneled down towards certain subsets of political correctness? We've been afraid to mention all this, and we need to have discussions about truth.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg, when he was mayor of New York City, would travel with multiple armed guards.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Mayor Michael Bloomberg was telling us that we should not be allowed to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's the hypocrisy right there. And then last night, I was flying in an aluminum tube with wings. I was in a cattle car. I was in a cattle car, and there's a dividing wall. The first maybe 15% of this aluminum tube had great big seats. Really wide, really comfortable seats. But where I was, in the back of the bus, it was wall to wall. There was, thank goodness I'm, you know, I'm lean, because I wouldn't have fit in the seat that they assigned me. It was tight, and I feel bad for, you know, these really, really large people who would definitely not be comfortable. They'd be have to be shoehorned in and pulled out of those seats when it's time to get off the plane. So they're definitely two classes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening because of all this is the consumer confidence and demand is going way down. And this is creating a massive explosion in borrowing. Households, corporations, government, especially government, and savings is going down. And we need to start thinking with foresight. We've lost that ability as a country. Actually, the bottom 93% of America folks are stagnant. And this creates more of a welfare state and puts more money in the pockets of the super rich, and that's what inflation does as well. And that should be unacceptable. And when I say welfare state, I mean the 90-plus percent of programs that don't have a realistic give and take, okay, like food stamps and welfare and things like that. In fact, in 1970, one out of 50 Americans were on food stamps. Today it's one out of 6.5 people, and one out of six are on welfare. This, everything about equality, tolerance, and all the other hundreds if not thousands of subsets under political correctness is doing everything the opposite of what the powers to be or the elite are saying we need to do to help all these groups. When you lower the bar of standards, especially for specific groups that have victim group status or protection status, you insult their intelligence, you insult their work ethic, and that basically destroys the fabric of a whole nation.
You're absolutely right. And what I'm seeing is a large number of people who have no idea what's going on. It's kind of a sidetrack, but when I was on this airplane, or four airplanes, going back and forth to the sheriff's conference, I would talk to the guys next to me, and I'd say things like, so what do you think about Fukushima? I said to one guy, and he said, I don't care about it. I mean, what an idiotic statement. He has no idea what's going on. So we have dumbed down. We've dumbed down this country to the point where people don't even know about the major news. I mean, Fukushima is entirely possible that it's a planetary killer. And this guy, now, he wasn't dumb. He wasn't a low IQ person. He just wasn't paying attention. And virtually no one I talked to had any idea about the things that we talk about here on USA Prepares. It blows my mind. How's that possible? But it's
part of the plan, Vince. Distract, dumb down, and divide.
And it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really working. So I guess we need to turn off our televisions. Rich, how much television do you watch?
Well, none. I was going to go into a little more detail, Vince. I heard the music, so.
I
do not own a television.
If I watched twice as much as you did, we'd be even, because I don't watch any either. Rich Sheehan. And his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars,
goes into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God,
take my, when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So Rich Sheeben left New York City. High-paying job, parties, nightclubs. He left that lifestyle to go to a cabin to live off the grid without running water the way we would consider it in Montana. In his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana, Rich Sheeben, S-C-H-E-B-E-N, he's a USAPrepares.com instructor. And he's and Rich, we're talking about this because it's a major lifestyle change, and this is all brought about by what you saw was going wrong with society, the engineering of the collapse from within, you know, without even firing a shot. Let's just dumb down our students. Let's take apart the economy. Let's cause social division. Let's advocate for special interest groups who really deserve very little compared to what they're receiving, right? Isn't that, and you're getting out of the way. Isn't that what this is all about?
Well, yeah, and to be honest with you, this was my dream early on. I was in the Boy Scouts, went to day camp and overnight camp, and I fell in love with nature. And Mother Nature really is my mistress. And so I feel like I'm living my dream, but I feel there's a reason. I'm not doing this, folks, for fame, okay? I'm doing this. The book was written for you. I want to be able to say the truth, say it like it is, and possibly help reverse the centralization of America because of the, again, financial, economic, social, and political barriers that is in the way here in America, the printing of money, since we're talking about economy. And when governments, if you look in the past history, any government, when they print and spend money and it turns just into currency, it robs the middle class of time, health, liberty, and freedom. These are the real and accurate barometers of true wealth.
You're absolutely right. And Rich, if you look at countries and as you mentally rank where they may be in your own mind, if you look at Germany, you think of, you know, what kind of accomplishments, what kind of achievements have they made? Well, you know, there's the BMW, and there's the Mercedes, and there's the Audi, and they've got some great, great engineering, both in electronics and mechanical devices, and the combination thereof. And they have great health and a zest for life. They're not a bunch of people hanging out spray painting rail cars and being urban thugs. Okay, so as you look at societies, you know, the ones who are working hard to climb the ladder of success individually, those are the nations whom we respect. We don't respect the ones who can't make good products, who are sloppy and so forth. Do you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. And we're actually hurting those people, to be honest with you, Vince.
We are.
When you create all these social programs, if you look at all of our unemployed here in the U.S., mm-hmm. we would be the 68th largest nation in the world. The 68th. Okay, what is there, 180 countries in the world? I mean, that should be unacceptable.
Absolutely, because we were the industrial engine that powered the world at one time. At one time. And we were the envy of the world at one time. And through social engineering, we have lowered ourselves to where we are right now. You know, I've got to tell you, as I look at other nations, we were taught that we're number one. Well, I don't think that's true. I really don't think that's true. I've met some medical doctors. I've met some healthcare practitioners that are from other countries that blow the doors off us. Absolutely. And they're healthier. And they're overcoming lots of hurdles that we would just look at in the United States and say, you know what, that hurdle's just too big to even think about. So let's not even think about it, let alone try to get over it. It's amazing, absolutely amazing how far we have fallen so quickly. It's been engineered by politicians. I despise politicians. Politicians are people who work for their own good. Representatives are people who work for we the people. Rich Sheeben, I really appreciate you being with us. One New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. Next time you come back, Rich, let's talk about what it's really like and how you choose your off-grid location. Thanks so much for being with us. Rich Sheeben, I'm Vin Finelli. Please stay tuned for hour number two of USAPrepares.com.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.